Oil markets are experiencing extraordinary volatility to start the week, with crude spiking just ahead of $120 a barrel, its highest level since July 22, marking a roughly 30% surge since Friday's close and nearly 65% since Thursday, a dramatic move reflecting near unprecedented panic across energy markets. The spike comes amid escalating geopolitical tensions, with reports that major Middle East producers have curtailed output and the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed, while the U.S. has threatened deeper involvement in the conflict. In FX, the oil-linked Canadian dollar is the strongest currency in G10, followed by the U.S. dollar, while U.S. equity futures are sharply lower, led by the NASDAQ. Policymakers are already responding, with the G7 IEA discussing a potential emergency oil reserve release as the conflict intensifies. Iran launched fresh missiles and drone strikes overnight, targeting Israel and Gulf states. Israel responded with strikes inside Iran, and Khamenei's son has reportedly been named Iran's new supreme leader. Meanwhile, reports suggest the U.S. is considering deploying special forces to secure Iran's near bomb-grade uranium stockpile. On the data front, China's CPI surprised to the upside, while PPI moderated, and Japan posted its first rise in real wages in 13 months, potentially supporting consumption and policy normalization. Today's macro calendar includes German factory orders, Norway PPI, Swiss consumer confidence, Eurozone Centix, and New York Fed one-year inflation expectations, while the Fed remains in blackout ahead of the March 18th FOMC decision. Notably, markets appear to have quickly moved past Friday's weak U.S. payrolls print as geopolitical risk dominates the narrative. That's all for now.